If I wanted to sell you timeshare, would I come to you and say, Kareem, I have a great bargain for you. For one weekend out of the year, if you just put down $30,000, you can stay at some nice remote place. You're going to love it. Would she be convinced? No. So I come to her and I say, wouldn't you like to have a vacation? Who doesn't want a vacation? Everybody enjoys vacations. So what he does is he says, family time. Don't we need more time as a family? Who's going to say no? Of course not. No one will say that. Everyone will say yes. Sunday is the day for family time. So when we put the two together, family time, which is going to be Sunday sacredness, which is the day that we need to do it, and climate change, Ellen White tells us that he's going to say, the reason why we're having all the calamities, seven times worse, it says, it's because God is angry because we have moved away from him and we don't keep Sunday sacred. And then they're going to pass that law. You know the law I'm talking about. And then when he does it, and the calamities continue, because now he's established himself as the moral authority in this world. And when he says, the reason why the calamities continue, even though we've made this law, it's because those people who won't come on the right day, they're the problem. At that point, will we still be contributing to the climate change, causing the issue, giving him the platform? I'm just trying to reason with us here. Are you understanding? See, God doesn't want us to give the ammunition to the beast, because now we see what it is. It's the climate change that's coming as a result of how the world eats. We cut down rainforests in order to grow more grain. We cut down rainforests to put cattle on. What they did not calculate was that when you cut down the rainforest, it affects the entire ecosystem. What they did not calculate is supplying this insatiable demand worldwide for McDonald's hamburgers and Burger King hamburgers and so forth and so on, is you have to have billions of cattle. And what they did not calculate was that when these cattle all are belching, it is more methane gas than when you drive or the plane I took today. I watched a little thing the other day, and it showed how because of this gas is being trapped in the atmosphere, destroying the ozone layer, it's now destroying all the trees. And as I was driving this beautiful path down 205 and 5 to get here, I looked and I see all the trees dying. And I saw this program just the other day showing why they're dying. Okay, final few quotations. The Bible is its own expositor. The student should learn to view the world as a whole and to see the relation of its parts. He should gain a knowledge of its grand central theme of God's original purpose for the world. Sustainability. Of the rise of the great controversy. And of the work of redemption. And watch this. This is in book education. This blew my mind when I saw this statement. He should understand the nature of what? What have I shown you tonight? Not just a controversy, but two principles. One is sustainable, one is unsustainable. One is temporary, one is eternal. One is the truth, and one is a lie. Now, she says that we should understand the nature of the two principles that are contending for supremacy and should learn to trace their working through the records of history and prophecy to the great consummation. That's what I've done with you tonight. I've traced it and brought it all the way down to the very end, which is where we are. He should see how this controversy enters into every phase of human experience. Can I just tell you, this one phrase changed my entire life and my Christianity. I hope it does for you. Because it says, it enters into every phase of our experience. For me, that was how I speak to my wife. how I treat my children, not just how I eat or how I live, but the things that lie close at hand. Oh, I now see that either I am helping and being sustainable in my home and my family, or I'm being unsustainable. That's what I saw. See, the devil is bringing it into every phase of our lives. How in every act of life, he himself reveals the one or the other. Every opportunity that you have every day of your life, when you interact with people, you are saying something about your God. And God wants to get to the place where he says, she, he, him, they have said what is right about me, because this gospel shall be preached as a witness. And then the end shall come. Reveals one or the other of the two antagonistic motives, and how, whether he will or not, he is even now deciding upon which side of the controversy he will be found. What are those two principles? Here it is. Unselfishness, the principle of God's kingdom. What is God's kingdom? What is the principle of his kingdom? Unselfishness. See, that's the garden. Everything lives. Things only take to give. You don't take a life for your own pleasure. You only are looking to give. Heaven, listen to me very carefully. Heaven will only be about giving. Sustaining life. That's it. And that which we do, we must do quickly. And we must do it here. Because 1 John says in chapter 3, we don't know when he comes. We don't know what he shall be like. But we know this, that when he comes, we shall be like him. And God is righteous, does right, because it is right. So, unselfishness, the principle of God's kingdom, is the principle that Satan hates. Its very existence he denies. More about that tomorrow. Satan doesn't believe that it's possible that you and I can be unselfish. He doesn't believe it. He didn't believe God could do it. He does not believe that that principle even exists. He hates it. From the beginning of the great controversy, he has endeavored to prove God's principles of action to be selfish. And he deals in the same way with all who serve God. That's you and I. To disprove Satan's claim is the work that who did? And all who bear his name. That's you and I. Beloved, we must close and get some good rest tonight, for the Sabbath rest is upon us. Tomorrow we will pick up tomorrow morning with Sabbath school, with the evidence. And as we go through the day, we will continue this theme, that this controversy, whether we like it or not, acknowledge it or not, it enters into every phase of our lives. And your homework tonight, your homework, as you rest upon your pillow, is to consider, how has it entered your life? In what ways is it manifesting? In what ways have you not, in your actions, have you not said that which is right about God? Let us pray. Loving, kind Father and our God, we are indeed thankful that you have given us the Sabbath. Oh, Lord, but it is the time that you've given us to contemplate the things of God. Now, Lord, tonight, we want to consider these things. We want to reason with you as you enjoy reasoning with us. Help us to see with our own eyes, hear with our own ears, and understand with our own hearts, and be converted, oh God, that you might heal us as you promise in Matthew 13. Be with these good people as they go home. Bring us back on tomorrow, rested and ready to do battle. And we thank you And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I also want to say thank you as you're leaving tonight to my dear sister, Julie Mann and Tim Mann, for the invitation and for the wonderful couple, the Haynes family, who are hosting us tonight, and your pastor and the leadership of this church for having this program. So we thank you. And with that, we say good night.